What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Angelarco Show, where we cut through all the noise and talk about the truth, grit, determination, and becoming the type of person that you actually respect. I'm your host, Lucas Angelarcos, and I was one of Sydney's fastest growing sales agents. I'm also an MMA fighter, and I'm now in Dubai, in the real estate market, and we are taking over. I'm chasing nothing short of global impact. Welcome to the show, and let's get straight into it. Let's get real for a second. Today, we're gonna talk about what every single high performer sooner or later deals with, and it's that voice in your head saying that you're a fraud, okay? It's a feeling, and it's completely normal. And here's the truth. I've felt like this multiple times. You felt like this multiple times. Every champion, every entrepreneur, every leader that you admire, that you see on TV, on TikTok, whatever, they've all felt like it too. It's called imposter syndrome. Here's the kicker. Feeling like a fraud, it doesn't mean you're a fraud. It means most of the time that you're stretching, that you're shooting for something higher. It means that you're stepping into a territory which once maybe felt out of reach. But here's where most people mess up. Number one, they usually ignore the feeling, or they say to themselves, or they're too proud, oh, I'm perfect, this is nothing, I'm just gonna ignore this feeling, whatever, I'm good enough. Or they do number two, the opposite, which is what I used to do, they drown themselves in the feeling, they put themselves down. But what do the winners do? They harness it. They use it as a signal, as feedback, and it fuels them to go forward to the next level. Here is my story. When I first started in real estate, I remember walking into boardrooms, walking into the office, thinking to myself, why the heck would anyone trust me with a $1 million deal? I've never done this before. Same thing with MMA. I would look across the cage at some tatted up guy with cauliflower ears and think, bro, what am I doing here? Who am I? That feeling in the moment, yeah, it's heavy, all right. But here's what happened. I forced myself to just take action anyway. I made the calls in real estate. I got in the cage, and slowly, with every little win, guess what happened? A little signed deal here, a landed punch here. I built belief. And what does belief do? It builds your confidence. And once you're confident, forget about it. It's over. You're doing it. You're winning. What does the Bible say? It actually says about this. Does it say ignore your doubts? No, it says examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. That is powerful. Everything you need to know, by the way, is in the Bible. God doesn't say deny your insecurities. He says test yourself to honestly assess where you are at. Faith doesn't erase a feeling that you might be a fraud. Faith says keep moving even if you don't feel ready yet. Here are four tools that I use if I get this feeling from time to time. Number one, you reframe it in your head. You don't say, I'm not good enough. You say, okay, this is a microscope. This is showing me exactly what I need to sharpen. Why am I feeling like this, okay? So instead of fear, you use it as feedback. Number two, you want to audit yourself. Ask the hard questions. Asking questions can change your life. Am I really putting in the work? This is so simple. Am I tracking my daily results? Am I doing my critical tasks, or am I just looking busy? If the answer is yes, then the fraud feeling is lying. If the answer is no, then okay, perfect. You found the gap. You found what you need to improve on. And number three, write down your improvements, 1 to 3 things, and take action immediately. Not in theory, not in practice, okay? But immediately, make 10 more calls. Maybe you need to clean up your diet. Maybe you need to read one chapter instead of scrolling on TikTok. But make these improvements immediately. And number four, look at people who are achieving what you're seeking to achieve. Look at someone ahead of you. And again, ask the powerful question, what does this guy have that I don't? And instead of looking at someone and letting it discourage you, let it give you belief. Because if they can do it, bro, they go to the toilet, they eat, they have partners, they got all this stuff that you got. You just need to put in more time, more effort, more consistency, and more reps. And their success is proof that if they can do it, so can you. And it's a sliding scale. People don't realize this. Confidence and imposter syndrome, it's a sliding scale because they can go up and down depending on what you're doing, depending on your daily actions, depending on your mindset, how you're framing challenges. One day, you might feel invincible. The next, you might feel a bit insecure because you're being lazy. That's normal. The key is to keep on showing up regardless of how you feel, right? So ask yourself, am I letting fear stop me or am I letting it guide me? Am I using imposter syndrome to put myself down, destroy myself, or am I using it to direct me? Am I building my confidence with action or am I just waiting for something magically to show up? So here's my challenge for you today. Think about an area in your life where you've been holding back because you feel like a fraud. Maybe it's launching that business. Maybe it's stepping into the gym. Maybe it's posting content online. Maybe it's starting a podcast. Heck, I don't know. That's how I used to feel. But today, not tomorrow, today, take an action in that area. Even if you don't feel ready. Even if you doubt yourself. Because belief, it doesn't come first. Action does. And belief, it follows. Imposter syndrome, it's not your enemy. Use it as proof that you're growing. It's a compass pointing you to the next level. Faith needs to be over fear. Logic over emotion and action over doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, stay relentless, stay faithful, and never ever let that feeling of, oh, I'm not good enough, I'm not ready, I might be a fraud, stop you from becoming the person you're meant to be. Let's get it.